Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. And I realize that my guest today, or my co-host today, it's not afternoon. It's actually still morning because he's on the other coast.
Pacific time. Yeah.
The other coast.
we're
being bombarded with snow, and well, I don't even want to know what the temperature is. But my co-host is Eric Altman. We started last month with talking about, you know, just really talking all about the heart. It's really all about the heart. And of course, this month is Love Month. That's what I've termed it anyway. And so the heart and love go really well together. So welcome, Eric.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
No problem. We love you.
Love you too.
And we're going to have some fun today. It's interesting. I did get some feedback from our show last month, and it was around the idea of, you know, really grounding ourselves. So bringing those two energy fields down into our bodies and then bringing them down into the earth so that we're really nice and grounded. And whether that would actually impact my unconscious desire sometimes to eat. And I'm going to say that when I was aware of it, it did work. It really did work. And when I wasn't aware of it, which kind of came near the end of the month, it stopped working. However, now that I've been reminded of it again, because someone listened to the show 5 times, although apparently some of them won't while she was sleeping, I will remember that. But I have to say that I got very excited because someone reminded me of the 5 Tibetan rites. I don't know if you know what those are, but it's just really 5 postures. And right. You're supposed to do it up to 21 times. Okay, so because I've had the frozen shoulders, honestly, I've only been doing them for a week. So the first week was a bit of a struggle. But yesterday, it might have been Saturday, I got the intuition that I should get my wrist guards back out because I have really weak wrists. So weak wrists and weak shoulders were really making it the last two positions quite challenging because the last two was like a plank and downward dog into almost the sun salutation. So it is yoga positions. But anyway, sure. So when I got the intuition to use my wrist guards, that made a huge difference. And I actually feel like I'm getting stronger now for the first time in like 3 years. So I'm actually kind of excited because it really worked well for me. And yes, I'm only at 10, but 10 reps, but I feel good about that because it's like the first time that my shoulders kind of feel like they might actually be getting stronger again. So I was excited, and I kind of felt like that was part of the whole thing there, was kind of bringing in some new things for health. And so, yeah, so that was my feedback from our last show.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. So let's talk about love. Now, a lot of people, you know, we know that the universe is love and our energy is love. And we talked last time about how we're trying to bring in self-love, which really is an oxymoron in a way because we are love. But we get really confused and we have poor definitions of love based on our experiences from the past.
True. Very true.
So what can we do to assist us it's almost like, okay, first we should do a meditation to sort of ground us into this. But two, I mean, what can we do to get rid of the old outdated beliefs that we have around love? Because we really do have some pretty bad definitions.
And especially where they're, it's just a notion too about things. You know, when if we say certain words, or we swear, or we do things that are negative or deemed negative in our society, etc. And then so that goes against us, and it just solidifies that we aren't love. There isn't love. You know, we're mean people. We're bad. We're etc. And so that is that's probably the biggest thing. It's just these ideas that we have, the idea of you that you carry with you, you know. And so that block right there is probably the biggest hurdle just to jump over, so to speak, or just see it for what it is. And then when we can kind of partner with that and to recognize those things come up naturally. So, for instance, if you get upset or laughter, they're the same thing. They're just spontaneous expressions of ourself. And so one is not necessarily better than the other. The key is just letting ourselves be ourselves. And so say if you're angry, there's nothing wrong about that. But what happens is our response to that, to our natural response. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So then all of a sudden that it just keeps building the blocks around our heart. And so that we can't let that natural, like what you said, the natural love that's already in us to just flow out, because we're fighting all these mechanisms or rules that we've installed in ourselves, you know, and the people around us, society, etc., family. And so we're always up against that every time. And so so even if we feel joyous, then typically it won't last long, because it's not penetrating and it's not integrating into our soul, back into who we are, the essence of us.
Okay. So can you do a meditation around that so we can clear that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So if everybody can just take some nice, slow, deep breaths. Just breathe in. Exhale. Just allow everything just to move. Just to relax deeper. And starting at the top of your head, just to relax your brain. Just continue to just breathe in and out very slowly. Ideas might come and go. Just allow them to be as they are. You move down into your neck area, relaxing the back of your neck. Down into your shoulders. So I'm transmitting just white light into you to the top of your head as we do this. Feeling your biceps, back of your arms. Moving the energy down your arms, just relaxing and breathing. Just allowing your shoulders to drop. And just dropping your attention completely into your heart, into the center of your heart. As you allow the truth of this beautiful heart, is who we are, this love, this uncontained love that never ends. As you breathe in, just breathe that in to your knowing. Just take a few nice deep breaths. And from the heart, let that heart energy just move throughout your body. This golden white energy permeating every soul around you and in you. And now permeating every cell in your own body. Allowing yourself to slow down, just drop. As the energy runs through the bottom of your feet, down to the center of the earth, just track that, follow that. Allow yourself to feel the connectedness to our Mother Earth. Feel that nice grounding energy, solid in yourself. Relax your shoulders again, just let go. Just get used to that feeling of looseness in our body. If there are thoughts that come to our mind, that's perfectly fine. Just allow them to just move through. Holding your attention on your heart. So just take a few nice breaths, three or four nice big breaths in and out. And just take your time. Just come back when you're ready.
Mm. That was great.
Mm. That was very nice. Thanks. Good.
Okay, so that was, I mean, that was great. I think as we move into Love Week and we move to the holiday that's coming up, which really is a bizarre holiday all in its own, but we do call it Love Month for that reason. Now, a lot of people are lonely, and their focus on love outside them, or the lack of love outside them, or the lack of balance, maybe, when they focus outside of themselves. What do people need to hear with regards to romantic love?
That's a good question. I think, and in my practice, is probably the most asked question. Yeah, yeah. Which makes sense, just because of the time that we live in today is, it is really all about love. And so, more often than not, it's about love. You know, how come I'm not in this relationship of love? You know, and so the ante, so to speak, is going up. So pushing us, the energy itself is pushing us back into ourselves, into our own love, our own heart, where it just permeates. No matter what, it's an unconditional love that is just always growing, no matter what we do externally or how we treat ourselves. but the love inside is just always is moving outwards, like continuously, and just it's so hard to fathom because the immensity of it and the power of that. And so when we kind of choose, if there's two buttons that we keep pushing, the button that goes that looks outside of us, it just keeps creating more despair internally. And so what we start to do is to try different techniques of, like, you know, how come, you know, what's wrong with me? How come I'm not connecting with people in that way, or I'm not having these or in a relationship that is full of love, etc.
Yeah.
And so just like anything that's evolving as we're evolving. So before, like I said, we'd have more room, you know, so maybe there was room to have a relationship when we were not in love with ourselves. And it might be fine. It might work out. But it's still not satisfying. And we know that before we knew that more in our subconscious. Now it's coming to light, you know, in almost, you know, all of us, people were kind of waking up on one level to that notion. It's like, you know, there's so many people that are lonely and those sort of things. And that's, it's a very simple remedy. It's just to turn our focus back inside to nurture that love that's already there. And it seems like a very hard proposition, but when you start to do it, when you start to make that connection, it's in my experience, when that happened, like in a big way, it was so easy. Once it was just a decision to do that, to invest my time and energy into that, into my own heart, and then pretty soon things just on the outside became a piece of cake. And then everyone wanted to hang out around me, and so at first I was a little bit perplexed, but then I could see it was like a mathematical equation. So it was like, of course, so I have all the gold, you know, here, and I'm letting it shine out. And so then it became just it seemed very, very natural, which it was. And then you become more and more just acquainted with that, because it is you already. And so it's just letting it out of the closet.
Okay, so we're feeling lonely, we're feeling sad, just refocus back into ourselves?
Yes, I would ask, you know, so if I felt lonely right now, so I would ask that question, like, you know, why am I lonely? Well, you know, I don't have a partner, or I don't have this, or don't, whatever. It could be that I don't have, you know, this that would make me feel happy. Or I'd imagine that, right? And that's what I'm just saying, probably 80% or more of the population is in that state. And so we know that, so we already know that doesn't work, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
No, that's right.
Yeah. So there's no downside to at least just to investigate that, you know, like to investigate like that self-love. A simple way to put it is just having that relationship, that ideal relationship that you want outside of you, to start to cultivate that inside, you know, how you treat yourself. Just start to listen to how many times a day, how you put yourself down, or, you know, that you did something wrong in a way, or on and on and on. And so, like, then I would ask myself, you know, would I want to be in a relationship with that guy? You know? And so it's quite funny, and it's very easy though to do that. And it's not about judgment; it's just about observation and then awakening. So you start just by illuminating you internally. It starts to answer the questions that are very prevalent today. It's, you know, why don't I get what I want? You know, why don't I get this and that? But it all has to do, the base is really just love. yeah, everyone wants to be loved and everyone wants to love.
Yeah. It's such a primal desire.
Yeah.
But we go around how we create that or what we do, even though that's what we desire. It often seems so backwards because we push people away. I mean, these are these core beliefs that we have that, you know, we're not worthy, or, you know, people will abandon us, so we'll reject them first. Like, we do all sorts of strange things that when we say, like, when we do look outside ourselves and we try to answer, you know, what's going on, you know, we do like to blame the other person, but, you know, we see how other people are responding, and we wonder, how can it be that all they want is love when they push it away? And then, of course, it's the mirror, and we look at ourselves. And I mean, relationships are probably the only way we grow the most in this world, because it's all about relationships. It doesn't have to be an intimate relationship, and
right.
But it's all about relationships. So we see through other people, because we're not very good at seeing through ourselves in the beginning, or even later on.
that's a great, I mean, I think that's a turning point right there. It's just to see, like, what is the process that's happening in me? And is it like, am I avoiding that? Am I avoiding the kind of key questions or the key, it's more the allowing of myself to see me with pure eyes, as opposed to some notion that I have, and think, well, I'm, you know, there's nothing wrong with me, so I can't figure out why people don't want to connect with me, you know, whether it's a love relationship or whatever.
And that's what I say all the time. It's not me.
Yeah, so it's really fun in that respect, because you can see just a little bit of nurturing and love, and really, you know, being honest with ourselves in that respect. It's so magnetic. Then you can see, like, how that it works so quickly, because just people start coming into you. It is literally like a magnetic field that's being created around you, because people, like, they're maybe their heart is blocked or covered 80%, but that 20% will kind of come right to you right away, because it knows that's where life is. That's where our life source is as well. And so as that happens, it just starts to, the other stuff or whatever, the stories and et cetera, that starts to fall away. Because there's no competition when the heart is shown fully.
That's a nice thought.
It's very efficient too. Yeah, does that make sense? I mean, it's as soon as you give, you just give it an inch, give your heart an inch, and it'll take a million miles.
Yes.
Then pretty soon it will flip flop. You'll be tired of people wanting to, like, be around you all the time. But you'll know you're on the right track then.
Is that what the problem is? I wondered what it was. Okay, well, I had a thought before you said that, made me laugh. Okay, so, I mean, we know that our heart field has a huge magnetic resonance, much larger, like 5,000 times larger than the brain. And so it is the heart.
Right.
But okay, so when, you know, when talking to you, there's no issue with the heart, because whatever it is that you do, you talk with your heart and it shows. And you know, when I do interviews and stuff, I mean, that's not an issue. It's the after times. Like, it's the times when I forget that what I need to do is to focus on the heart. Now, again, the person that reminded me that had listened to the show five times, apparently you said something about a 2-week period that if people could get into, I guess, maybe the habit of bringing their energy down and grounding themselves, that
right.
within a 2-week yeah. period. Talk about more about that, because that relates to the yeah. heart and what I'm saying.
Sure. Yeah. So, so most of the time our energy just goes up. It's going up naturally just because, since we're born, we're kind of trained and programmed that way. And so eliciting the support of the planet. And so that's just by running our energy intentionally into the earth. And so it's bringing our focal point into our heart then. And so when that happens I would say 10 days to 2 weeks at the most. And then it's over with then. Because, yeah, it's the essence of who we are, that it doesn't die, that it just keeps moving on. And so it wants to express itself. It wants connection. It wants to be of service. And that's why we come here to keep cultivating that and growing that. And so oftentimes when we have more of a challenge, it means that we just have been here before, and we want to be examples for other people. Mm-hmm. And so that's why some people actually have a rougher time than others even. It's just because they have actually more to give.
Mm. Okay. Quite a while ago, you had mentioned once that I bring energy in through the back of my head and then go down the crown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be a good thing for people to know if that's the case, so that when they're doing their meditations and stuff, you said a lot of people do that. Is that correct?
Yes.
So basically, instead of just focusing it coming down, it's funny because often when I'm in a meditative state or I'm listening to something, I actually start lifting up my head. And I think that might block off that section, but it's like either I'm trying to get it through the top or I'm trying to get it through my third eye or something, but I actually start lifting up my head. So I'm thinking that if a lot of people do it the same way, and I think at the time you said that it was quite prevalent, that so as we're thinking about bringing the energy in through our head, it goes through the back of our neck first and then up and down.
Yeah, so we can just bring it through our crown and then the back of our head. We can't really make a mistake. Okay. I mean, it's just more, this is just more efficient, like as this gets directly into the heart energy, mm-hmm. into the heart field of the center of the heart field. Like you said, the field around us, and we talked about that before, just goes yeah. out, 5,000 times bigger. Right. They have those pictures you can get on the internet that right at from Heart Math Institute.
Yeah.
It will, with your intention, it will find, no matter what, it's going to find its way to the heart, if that's what your intention is. If I just am sitting here, close my eyes, and just start bringing just beautiful, white light in to my heart, just in through my top of my head, and just align my spine, just so, if I'm leaning to the right or left, it just takes a little bit longer or more effort, I would say. Mm-hmm. But, so if we're just kind of sit up with our straight and just allow the energy, just imagine almost very bright white energy coming into the heart, just filling the heart. And so it has an affinity for itself anyway. So it will just start filling that area and nurturing that. And pretty soon it'll take all the stuff that's covering the heart, the ideas that we have of ourselves, and which is our personality. And so that's the biggest block to our heart. So it's the notion, I was talking about this a little bit ago, dropping the ideas of you. And I wrote a long paper on it, and now it's going to be a small book.
Oh, nice. Yay.
But it's a key thing. So you or me or whoever, so people, that it's the biggest block that we have, this idea of us. And so we might start, we might feel really ticked off, and so we swear, and then it's like, oh, shoot, you know, I shouldn't do that or whatever. And it's just natural. Like, no matter who it is, like, everyone has the same tendencies. And so if we block those, and so that then it's just reinforcing blocking our heart as well. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You might get mad and you might swear, you know? And so when it's spontaneous like that and pure, it's just, that's what it is. And so there's nothing, we just put the good or the bad on it. You know, the word doesn't have any, like, doesn't make any sense at all. It's just a word, right? That we created and we put a definition to it.
Hmm.
And so if we do those things, then we penalize ourselves. We're great at that. And so if we could just use that same kind of thinking, so to speak, to direct into our heart, yeah, everyone would start waking up to themselves.
So as soon as we feel ourselves, you know, falling into one of our stories, just go back into the heart.
Yeah, and then just notice that. Just notice that's just a story, and then naturally we'll start to drift back into our heart. Just put your attention back where it wants to go anyway. But people will beat themselves up, like, you know, I faded out a lot, or I was went into stories, or I was really mad, and so I'm swearing a lot of people, and that. And so to me, that's funny. That's awesome, because it's like then they're just like allowing themselves to be, and so. It's more if we ruminate on something, on, you know, I swore, so that was bad, you know, at this gentleman or something. So if we just acknowledge it right in the moment, just then drop it. So then, so it leaves room for our heart just to keep expanding. But we typically live of this notion that we're not good enough, we've done all this stuff wrong, etc. Just because we've bought into these words that we've spoken or things that we've done. And there's no value to that at all. It's actually a minus value for our life and our life force and specifically our heart.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I could see how that would be. It's that story that we like to hold on to our stories, though. Like, we really...
Right, those are the biggest blocks, right? Because, you know, I could open my heart except for this, this, and this. And so that it's just, it's just how we've been trained.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the benefit of like breaking the rules, so to speak, of how we've been trained, yeah, is then we get our whole life back. And that's, it's just something that's, indescribable. And it's the only reason that we come here. It's the only reason we come to this particular planet to have this experience of our own self completely, our own heart, and share that with as many people as possible, because that just keeps growing the heart immensely. So that's why maybe in like the say healing work that I do, so that's why I could connect with someone in Japan right now in 3 seconds. And it's not because I'm doing anything. I'm just recognizing that I'm just connecting with our heart, and the heart is never ending. And so just focusing in that direction, say on you, if you're in wherever you're at, it doesn't really matter. So if I just had a name or something, just a target, so to speak, so I'm not really doing anything. I'm just letting it go towards that target. And then I could feel there's all of a sudden when it starts to connect, you know, there's a kind of a higher even waking up inside of you or me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, the biggest problem with our stories is that we get something from the story. Like we have, we get some sort of energy. It's usually a negative energy, but as we learned as kids, you know, sometimes negative is just as good as positive. So how can we let go of that edge? Like, how can we let, how can we see that the story, like the edge of the story, that it's not benefiting us. It's not, is there any kind of clearing or something that we can do to sort of, or anchoring of something else that will allow us to, you know, get rid of that edge?
Sure. A couple things. The one thing is to play with the story, right? Mm. So I might have a story about, this guy, he tried to run me off the road, or this and that. And so I might spend the rest of the day like really ticked off or pissed off or something, you know? And I'm giving away all this energy, you know, for hours on end probably. And I'm miserable, and the other person, I mean, who knows, right? But I think it's them that's creating that in me. They were just a gift for me, and I don't see it as such. And if I don't, and then I just, you know, there goes half my day or more, right? You know, focusing on this other person, this thing outside of me that has nothing to do with me. So it's the same thing with our stories that we tell ourselves. It really has nothing to do with you, the true you, the heart. It's just our head that we're just spinning tales about this and that to keep us separate from our own self. So it's impossible then to connect with other people from the heart too. So when we connect with the heart, we can connect like, so I'm seeing you and listening to you right now, and so all I feel is like love. There's our connection of love. It's just very, very organic. It's very natural, and to not have that there, it would be very unnatural. It's just kind of, yeah. Then I would be curious right away. You know, not about that you're doing anything. Like, oh, you know, something's blocking me. Something in my mind is blocking me from that connection. Because it's not a function of time. It's just a function of like letting me be me. And so that the true me is love.
That makes it sound so simple. And I know that in a way it really is that simple. It's just our awareness to what you just said, because that was kind of profound. Like we always tend to have an issue, and I think we just sort of lost Eric for a bit. We seem to have an issue with wanting to, you know, see the other person. And so I love what he just said about the fact that that as we, you know, as we move into this place of just recognizing that it has to be us instead of, you know, thinking that it has to be the other person. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I think we're going to go to a short break, and I am going to pull Eric up and hold on. You are listening to News for the Heart with Eric Altman, and I will be right back.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart, and we have Eric Altman back with us, and we also have a co-producer with me today, Deborah Bell, who is coming back. She's going to ask a question. It's very related to what we were talking about right before the break, but it's also exactly right on to what I, you know, was mentioning. Just, it's a very powerful thought. So, Deborah.
Hi. Yeah, I was listening, and I was thinking about the seeing the benefit of dropping our, you know, our attachment and the desire to our stories. And because ultimately we want to connect with other people's, with our heart, and for that to grow. And yeah, so that was basically what I was getting at there.
Yeah, and the, right. Yeah, the fact that we, you know, the story that we see, like the fact that we identify the story with the other person. And as soon as we do that, as soon as we put our attention on the other person, then one, the story gets heightened, but it also means that we're not in our heart. We're thinking that it's outside of ourselves. And every time, you know, anybody who is not talking to us from their heart doesn't have anything to do with that other person. It has to do with us. And I think that's really powerful and empowering thing to think about, is the fact that, you know, every time, you know, when we're talking with someone, if we're not feeling them coming from their heart, it's not them that's the problem. It's us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. It's very poignant. And, you know, and oftentimes that's why people say, like, well, you know, people just don't like me, or I don't get along with people very well, or this or that, or it could be a certain person or a handful of people. And like you were just mentioning that. So if I'm hanging out with people, it's very natural for me to go up to them and then to like connect with me. And then, say a friend of mine could be at the same house or whatever, and later on and have comments about certain people where they're, you know, judge them or whatever. And so I had a great experience with them, right? Because so if I'm just being myself, letting my heart out, it attracts everything around you to that. And so the fascinating thing about it, and then the people that you're connecting with, they start dropping into their heart. And so I have a different relationship with X person, and then somebody else who's just talking, you know, about this from the idea of themselves to the person. Yeah, they're not going to get much, right? It's on an unconscious level, but the relationship will be very shallow. And so then the person will say to me, like, well, how come, well, it seems like you guys talked for like an hour. I said, well, it's very interesting. We had a great conversation. And it was very like heartfelt, you know? And so then the world is yours for the taking when that simple and natural way of being and articulating who we are is so appealing to everything around us. So we get whatever we want in the healthiest way, and vice versa, the people around us get that too. So they get the pleasure of connecting back with their heart at that moment.
Yeah, it's just such a simple and empowering thought, because we're always, you know, we're always thinking that it's the other person, right? And it's just the way we're programmed. We're such a victim mentality that, you know, we always seem to think it's the other person. They're not spiritual enough. They're, you know, they're blocked. They're, you know, and it's so much more empowering to realize that all we have to do is change our heart. Because if we change our heart and we have a different experience than them, it really doesn't matter, right? Because it's
right.
It's really about us and our experience.
It becomes more like instead of judgmental, it becomes more intriguing. Like it, just because you can see, just seeing the difference in that, like knowing if you come from that place, you come from your center or your heart. And so, like I said, it's very magnetic. So people will start approaching you. And so they'll say like, wow, you know, you're so interesting, or you're so whatever. So it's nothing about me. It's just they've finally kind of come out of their shell at that moment. And so really the conversation is interesting just because of them, not me. So that's what's really funny. And so I just always point that back. So no, I mean, I said like three words, but it's just the energy, right? It's just the energy that came out that resonated with the person that wants to come out, like everybody does. And so there's space for that then. Hmm. People feel that kind of on an unconscious level in the beginning. They'll feel like safety or like a lot of room just to like maybe say things or like share things with you that they wouldn't with someone else. And it feels very so organic and natural. It's like then it starts to become a habit.
Right. Yeah, that's it's just it's great because it's a totally different way of looking at it, and I'm just going to keep listening to this this show so that I can be reminded. But it's so much more empowering. Anyway, our last show we talked about creating a support group, and there's a few different ideas that we have going around. But one of them is to include, you know, your distance healing. Why don't you talk about that? I mean, it's fascinating because you can do distance healing on thousands of people at a time, and you do it every Thursday night. Talk a little bit about that, because that's really, again, it's working on the same principle, which is your heart.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm trying to think what time. I think it's 7 p.m. here, West Coast time in the States, and so. It's 7 to 8:30. I'll do like an hour and a half, which is a long time actually, to work with people that way. And so it could be 10 or, 10 people, or maybe, you know, 50,000 or 300,000. It doesn't matter. So everyone has the same, benefit from that. Yeah. It doesn't matter if they're across the street or in New Zealand or wherever. It has no, like, because the time flow just collapses, and the distance, it just collapses like they're right next to me.
Right.
Yes. So during the hour and a half, I'll go through the whole system, like many times, like clearing out old habits, patterns, et cetera. And so to open kind of doorways and just to open bigger pathways so the light can come into the person. And so that will start happening organically. And then, pretty soon when they're not getting, people aren't getting that, they'll start to like do it. It's like training their system to like open more and just, just trusting themselves ultimately more, and just to let this new energy kind of come in and take over the show.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all from the heart. Like it's you, like you're doing all your work. That's really what you do, is you go heart to heart with everybody.
Yes. It's, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of, I know friends with a lot of healers and that sort of thing. So they have different techniques and that sort of thing they've studied. Since I was quite young, so I could feel my heart heat up often when I was around groups of people. And so then later I started just playing with it and just directing it towards something, maybe like a dog or a cat or something like that, just to watch them. And then oftentimes they just like start to sit down or lay down, and then all of a sudden go into a nap space just because of, just the energy is very, it's invigorating, but it's also relaxing. So usually the first phase of our heart opening, we're tired sometimes in a good way, just because it's just like finally these stories that take a ton of energy. That's why where a lot of sickness comes from. It takes so much energy to uphold this idea of us and keep track of all the stories of who we are on the unconscious level and sometimes conscious. But put on our mask every morning when we get up and then think like, oh my God. You know, and that's oftentimes where people don't want to go. They change their mind. I don't want to go. There's too many people there. Because it's like that means I have to put this show on for like 10 people or 500 people. And so conversely, like you can go anywhere with your heart, and it's actually invigorating. It's very enlivening to the people around you and then to yourself.
Yeah, I get that. And the more you do it, the more empowering and enlivening it is, right?
Yeah. After, it's like kind of it pops like a balloon. And then what happens is it just starts to grow of its own volition. Like, like just using it. I mean, you don't have to, it's like not doing anything. It's just like just being yourself, you know, whatever you get to find out. You get to find out you are just that love inside of you. And then, so you can have a lot of personalities and play with that too, you know, and because you recognize that that's not your identity, and the love trumps that by so much, people kind of just gravitate towards that energy more than the personality by, you know, a thousandfold, to say the least.
Okay, so we're going to try to set up a support group. It's going to include Eric and myself. And what we're probably going to do is start everyone with a meditation and just sort of let the live calls go kind of organically, depending on the number of people. But I just feel like we're going to end the show with another meditation, if that's okay.
Sure. So what I'll do is like do a clearing. This will be more of an activation to activate some of the things we spoke about today.
Perfect.
And just to help wake up the whole system. And so I'm not going to talk in this one just because that way I can focus on waking up all the cells from your feet up to your head and then back down and then help the blocks around the heart just open up and dissolve too. Okay. So I don't know about how much time do you want to do this for? What works good?
About 7 or 8 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's excellent. Okay, so the best way to receive is just set your intention and say to yourself that my intention is to receive this healing energy from Eric Altman, and that's all you have to do. So it opens a gateway, and then so it lets me just do what I do and connect with you and do all the work, the clearing and that sort of thing.
Perfect.
So. Okay, so whenever you're ready, we'll just get going. I'm ready, and
let's do it.
We'll pick. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. You are awesome. So, we're going to end the show with this. Stay tuned. We will definitely get more information about the support group and hopefully start that as soon as we can. And you've been listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters with Eric Altman, and we'll be back next month.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.